Hey, are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Well, you can stop overthinking it because the hardest part is actually getting started. And that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout makes it easy to launch your podcast and has already helped over 100,000 people just like you start and grow their own podcast. With Buzzsprout, you can have your show listed on all major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players you can embed on other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. Stop waiting. Start your own podcast today and get a $20 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes below. This lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, and it helps support our show.
It's In The Field Radio, y'all.
Everything's real in the field.
On 91.3 FM, WVKR.
All right, so just for those that might not be familiar, who are you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Maritza Merck. I'm a singer-songwriter. I work with a group called Merck La Familia, and it's basically like a production company slash collective of different artists and stuff like that. I'm in New Jersey. I've performed in several places like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Mexico, and I'm just trying to see how far I can get with it.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. That's pretty big.
So I think I started to go to Mexico maybe like three years ago? And the first time that I went, it was just awesome energy. Like we did like a little event out there and we're just performing just to see how it goes. And then from there, it was just like, well, we have to go every year now, you know, cause the energy was always so right over there. Like they welcomed us with like open arms and they just love the music so much. And so we're just like, we always have to make it a mission to try to go back every year now.
We're in Mexico.
Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
So, and then last year I was there for a festival called Tropico, and it's like one of the biggest festivals in Mexico, in Acapulco. And I did that and it was awesome. And I was just waiting to go back this year, but of course with everything, like it's just been hard. So, but yeah, Mexico definitely has a special place. Well, I was born in New York, Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah. So, and I'm raised in New Jersey. In Rahway, New Jersey. So
yeah. Cool. So you're not far at all.
No, not at all.
Your work in La Familia, in the like
Merck La Familia.
Yeah. You all create compositions or like music for, like I see music get picked up for film and like,
yeah,
mood music or.
I mean, for me, I'm just more of like the singer, songwriter and everything. So it's like, I try to work on stuff that goes with like my project and whatever I'm going to put out. But of course, like our goal is to always try to expand the music and get it to wherever we need to, you know? So if it goes right into somebody's movie or their, you know, fashion show or something, like things like that, we're just always looking to get it to the right ears and to the right how do I say that, but we're just always basically trying to get the music to the right crowd and the right vibe and right audience.
So what is the dynamic with Merck La Familia? I know there's a couple producers, and then are you the only singer songwriter or is there more of you?
I feel like we all kind of play that role, to be honest. Like, I mean, I'm not a producer, but I, like, as you know, I am the singer songwriter in the group. And but the guys definitely play that part as well too, like they'll do like some writing as well. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
How did it all come together?
It was basically through word of mouth. Like I had a song on SoundCloud that my friend heard, and she played it for her friend who happened to be married to one of the guys. And then she reached out to me and said like, oh my god, like I really like your voice, so let me link you up with these guys and stuff. And then from there, like it was history. Like we just kind of like clicked and just started writing music and putting it out. So
now, are they based locally near you or do you guys collaborate via the internet? And
near me, like sometimes we'll go to New York and sometimes we'll stay in Jersey.
And when did you start doing music?
I feel like the cliche thing to say would be like my whole life and all that, but I would feel like professionally, I would say maybe 5 years now.
I know you are of Haitian origin, so how did that influence your music?
Oh, like with anything that I would find, like my parents would talk about like their time in Haiti, how it was growing up, and I always go through like the family photos and everything, and it just looks so beautiful, you know. And I'm very much like a old soul at heart, like I always tell everyone that, and so I always go back to my family history and try to see like how they grew up and what was their love stories like and everything. So that's a big part of like how I write too.
That's really cool. That's interesting.
Wait, is their love stories like significantly different than a U.S. love story?
I mean, I think it all means the same thing. It's just more of, I think it's just interesting, like hearing it from a different perspective and stuff like that. I feel like it all is the same. Like everyone feels love, you know, but it's just interesting to hear it from a different time or a different place.
Mm.
No, that is interesting. That's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah. Nice to incorporate into writing. Yeah. You'll hear people talk about love in their songs like the exact same way.
Yeah.
Being able to describe the common feeling differently is like.
Really yeah. Funny.
I like that. That's a good sense of family too. And it's a good way to incorporate your family and your family stories into your music.
For sure. I always tell them that like, y'all inspire me a lot.
So with the single Both Ways, that song is about trying to save a failing relationship, which is something everyone can relate to. So yeah. Was that drawn off of like family history, or was that personal influence, or was it just being a creative songwriter?
That one I feel is definitely more personal, you know, like just dealing with somebody and just trying to like get over them and just like going through the cycle of like, oh my god, like here we are again type of nonsense, you know. And it's just like, you, I guess Both Ways is just more of like trying to stop that in a very mature way. So that's what it means for me, to be honest.
That sounds like something we all need to listen to.
I don't want to be triggered.
Like I feel attacked.
Are you working on an album? Well, I saw that there was an album coming, so I saw.
Yeah, so that like I've been working on this album for years now, and now like I've finished it, and so now it's basically like the rollout of things and trying to make sure that I'm putting it out to the right audience and getting as much momentum behind it. And so that's just what I've been working on right now. Like the album is done and it's uploaded and ready to go for the date and everything, but it's just a matter of like presenting it to everyone the right way. Cause it is like, it's like a present, you know, or gift to the, that you give to someone, and you want to make sure that you got the right wrapping paper, the right box. And I mean, you know,
right.
If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And we wish more people were like that.
Can you tell us when it's yet or not yet?
What was that?
Can you tell us when it's dropping, like what the date is yet or not yet?
Not yet. You know why? Because we've changed it a few times. Mm-hmm. And so even though like now we're set on a date, but I'm just like, let me not jinx it. So.
Yeah, that's no, true. We get it. We definitely get it. Are you going to be dropping any visuals to coincide with the project?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I think a few weeks ago, what's it? I did a music video for one of the songs on the album. It looks really, really cool. I can't wait to share it with you. It's just super earthy and I love it. I don't want to give too much away, but sometimes on my Insta story, like I'll put some stills up of it, but that's just as much as I can give for now because I really wanted to be surprised.
I'm excited.
I am too.
What song is it for? One of the singles that's out, or are you dropping another single before the project comes out?
It's a song that's on the album.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to dig. You're not giving nothing up.
I know. You're just gonna have to wait and see and hear. So, but I will say for that sure. Some of the songs that are out right now are going to be on the album. So it's like you've already had a sneak peek of it anyway.
How has the pandemic affected your rollout for the album? Is that part of the reason why you've changed dates? Has it affected creating visuals? Because I know it's been, especially in the Northeast, for how many months? A couple months, it was difficult to do anything outside.
Yeah, it's, of course, that was definitely like, you know, a slowdown for everyone, you know, because you just weren't sure about, you weren't sure how bad everything was or when anything was going to get better, and you were kind of scared to get in contact with people. So to even make like a music video just felt like, oh my god, well, we have to hit pause on that and wait to see like how's everyone really doing and all of that. But yeah, it was definitely like it just slowed everything down, you know, but it didn't stop it. So we still found a way to make it work.
That's dope. So who are you listening to right now?
SZA, Janae Aiko, Giveon. Is that how you say his name? I actually don't know. Giveon.
That's what I've been saying.
I don't know. Well, I hope I'm saying his name right. Who else? A little bit of like Whitney Houston. I guess that's all I could think of at the top of my head, but it's a lot of other people too.
I love Whitney. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Me too. Oh my gosh.
Her voice, it gives me goosebumps.
Same. Like I literally think she has the best vocals of all time. Like I don't think anyone can top her. Like I've heard awesome artists, of course, but it's just like Whitney Houston, she's up there for me. Like, wait.
I think I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. 100% gonna have to agree on that.
She is number one for me. Oh my gosh.
So then if you could collab with anyone right now, who would it be?
Frank Ocean.
Yes, I don't think we've had that answer before, have we?
No, because he's been hiding.
Yeah.
But there would be a way to get him out of hiding.
Frank Ocean, Daniel Caesar, oh my gosh, like yes, hands down, always.
Frank Ocean like disappears for like 2 to 3 years and then like drops an album, like does like a festival performance and then goes back into hiding.
I know, but you know what, like it just makes me like want more from him too. Like when he does drop something, I'm like, okay, well, let me just grasp it all in right now before he goes away. So
that's an incredible career to have, though, that you could just go away and then just randomly drop something, make an appearance, and then go back into hiding and live like your normal life.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. I guess I feel like he has like a good little thing going on, though, because he gets to focus solely on the music in that sense, I feel like, on the art and not all the like other little things that come with it.
I agree. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
I feel like we covered everything. I mean, I would say to stay tuned, and I really hope that this project brings them like a lot of joy and inspiration and something that they can really hold on to and cherish and go back to, you know, if they're ever in a situation. So I feel like that's it. That's really my message for any listeners.
And the project, when it drops, it'll be on all platforms?
Yes, it will.
Okay, so we'll make sure that they stay in tune and they know where to find it.
What social media you want them to follow?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Maritza_Merk. So follow me.
I don't think I have any questions. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
And you're good? You don't have anything else you want them to know?
I'm good.
Usually this is the part where we ask, like, if you have any performances coming up or that type of thing, but obviously that's not a thing right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to see if I could make, like, little homemade performances, too, like, on Insta Live and, you know, to try to find ways to make it interesting and entertaining, so that's still a work in process as well.
Well, I'll come, so let us know.
Yeah, definitely keep us in tune with what you got going on, and we'll keep our listeners in tune.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Welcome back to In The Field Radio. You know what I'm about to do. make sure you follow In The Field Radio. Write to me. Tell me what you think. Do song requests. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Do shout outs. If you write to me in the DMs, I'm going to read it. And I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Boss me around. I like that stuff. At In The Field Radio on everything. All right. I'm about to get out of here. Big thank you and I love you to anybody that's rocking with us, all our loyal listeners. Love you guys. Thanks for chilling with those chicks on Mondays in the Field Radio 91.3 FM WVKR Poughkeepsie. Have a good night.